Transmission Limited. News Bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to Millennium Main News at 18 hours, the top stories. Strong democratic oversight key to protecting Zambia's mining assets, says governance expert. Kalaba urges the Zambians to embrace unity and hope this Christmas. In international news, Pope Leo urges courage to end Ukraine war in Christmas address.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
I'm Rebecca Lungu-Daka with the news in detail. Governance expert Dr. Kephas Mukuka says democratic oversight is critical too for safeguarding Zambia's strategic mining assets and sustaining investor confidence. He explains that a democratic nation, Zambia, must anchor the handling of major mining transactions on good governance principles such as constitutionalism, transparency, accountability, anti-corruption, and respect for human rights. Dr. Mukuka notes that international lenders and investors closely assess a country's governance record before committing funds, warning that weak oversight and limited transparency can deter long-term investment. He observes that Zambia mining sector has previously delivered the broad national benefits under a clear policy framework, but cautions that optic transaction risks undermining public trust and economic stability. He further stressed that government participation in the mining requires openness, including the publication of major deals, borrowing agreements and share sales, to ensure accountability and protect the national interest. Dr. Mukuka adds that foreign investment should complement and not replace national development priorities, emphasizing that strong governance remains key to attracting sustainable investment in the copper sector.
So what is key here now? We need to ensure that transparency, accountability should take center stage. Okay, whatever is being done there, it should be in the public domain, because when you're talking of institutions, these are public institutions, so whatever they do is supposed to be in the public domain. They're supposed to be publishing the deals. If they want maybe to borrow some funds so as to recapitalize those mines, it's supposed to be in the public domain. If they want to sell some shares, it's supposed to be in the public domain.
Another Zambian truck driver identified as Steven Kalusa was this morning attacked and abducted in the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, and only released after paying a remorse of $700 to the alleged criminals. The latest incident follows a series of assaults on regional truck drivers barely 3 weeks after the killing of a driver, Martin Chavunga, in DRC, with his body awaiting repatriation. Mr. Kalusa, who narrated the audio in a video captured by his fellow truck driver, says the criminals released him after pleading with them. He explains that the criminals left him tied with ropes near his truck. The truck driver sought a medical attention about an hour after the incident, and his two fingers almost severed off. The driver's condition has been described as stable and has been discharged from the hospital.
So se chachiva pamoja company ya chivao $5,000. Hii andi na chipata $100. Then the kuna mili kuna mili kuna. Kuma karap.
That's a 1,000.
Aisha. Hii company ya chiva $500. Hii andi ya chiva $100. So pamoja 60 cents.
For the muffler, let's take it $700.
So for your number, if you take it from the snow,
Meanwhile, Southern African Drivers Association President Eugene Glovo has expressed his deeper concern over a troubling incident involving cross-border drivers. In an interview, Mr. Njovu attributes the ongoing attacks on these drivers to the internal conflicts currently being experienced in the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, and has urged the international community, including the United Nations, to offer assistance to the DRC.
Evidence enough to show our leaders that something ought to be done now, not even tomorrow, you know. We can't just be waiting for, you know, nasty things like that to happen. That's when we start making comments, pronouncements here and there. I think what we need now is a long-lasting solution. And like I've always been saying, DRC currently is overwhelmed with internal conflict. They are actually pleading to the international community for assistance in terms of security in that country for them to attain peace.
As Zambia celebrates the festive season, Citizen First President Harry Kalabah has called on citizens to remain hopeful and united despite the challenges the nation has faced this year. Mr. Kalabah reflected on the economic hardship, social strains and personal losses that have been tested by Zambians as resilience rather over the past months, including the passing of the country's 60th Republican president, whose remains are yet to be interred. He emphasized that Christmas is a time of light and renewal, offering an opportunity for hope to return. Mr. Kalabah urged all citizens to embrace collective responsibility, compassion and unity, stressing that rebuilding the nation is a shared task that requires the involvement of every Zambian, young and old, in both urban and rural areas.
As we celebrate this Christmas season, we do so after endured deep economic hardship, social strain, and moments that tested our resilience as a people. Families have struggled, opportunities have narrowed, and hope has often felt distant. Lost our 60th Republican president, whose remains are yet to be interred. Yet, through it all, the spirit of the Zambian people has not been broken. Christmas reminds us that even in the darkest of times, light is born. It is a season that assures us that hope is on the way, renewal is possible, and restoration will surely come. Better days lie ahead, and Zambia shall once again rise to her greatness.
In other news, Livingstone Weirs and Nasanzu camps are grappling with severe threat of food security as over 500 households report extensive damage to maize fields due to swarms to short-horned grasshoppers. In addition, more than 100 hectares have been affected by fall armyworms, raising agents' concerns about the upcoming food supply in the region. Reacting to this development, Save the Environment and People's Agency SEPA Executive Director Maile Samuke warns that the ongoing climate crisis has exacerbated these pest invasions, posing a significant risk to local farmers' livelihood. Ms. Muke says immediate action is crucial and urged the Ministry of Agriculture to deploy resources swiftly to combat these insect invasions before they spread further. She recommended that the Department of Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU, should provide relief food to affected households to prevent severe food insecurity. She notes that preparedness and timely intervention are essential to enable communities to adapt to these diverse effects of climate change.
There is need for preparedness on behalf of the government through Minister of Agriculture to make sure that they move in very quickly to mitigate these insects before they spread to some other places. Preparedness is a key to adapt climate change. DMMU should move in quickly with relief food so that people should not be affected beyond the limit.
And now, business news. Business news.
The Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development.